Yeah, YN on EVR to keep it thorough show. Prodigy is still here. Just to keep it thorough himself, man.
Yeah, boy.
That was it. I'm from the trap joint.
I'm from the trap getting money, bitches yelling. Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, that's that hood shit, man. That's all you can say, man. That's just some straight hood shit. Right. You know what I mean?
Essential, man. That was one of the ones you let go early from the tapes. So I know that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, man. I love that song right there. That's dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. Produced by Havoc.
Yeah.
Have, you know, he's grand master on the beat, so.
The H-A-V-O.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with him.
Yeah, man. You guys have stuck together a long time, man.
Yeah, man, because we ain't on no female bullshit. Niggas is not supposed to act like females, you know what I'm saying? Straight like that, man.
What's the longest you wasn't speaking to each other? Like, if you ever had phone outs like that where you don't fuck with each other for like weeks and then somebody called the other one and be like, what the fuck we doing, man?
We balance each other out. We like yin and yang. We always have arguments.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
But we don't let the arguments fuck up our fortune. This is how we make our money. Like this is
you
our
business. You can't fuck up the fortune,
man. Nah, man. You can't fuck up
the fortune.
This is how grandkids and shit is going to eat.
It's the Mobb Deep brand, baby.
Well, look, we came up in the era. We watching niggas in the rap game. We like, damn, that's hot. That's hot. Damn, look what that nigga did. Oh, it's over for him. Damn, he fell off. God damn, he could never come back. Like, we trying to learn from that type of shit. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Always work it out. Fuck that.
Yeah, like, look at them. They broke up. They never getting back. Oh, look at them. They can't figure it out. Like,
well, the worst is that the niggas can't do the live shows together because they don't fuck with each other. Like, you
man,
guys
that's
always
where the bread is at.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
say,
where
right?
the real money is at. Like, if you ain't doing touring, you're not making money unless you fucking Jay-Z or somebody crazy big where you kick back and get money off your other companies. If you on a grind, like Mobb Deep is on the grind, you got a tour, nigga, to make that bread. You know what I mean? And we make some serious money on tour.
Yeah.
So we not trying to be like, let little feelings get between niggas because of whatever. Like, man, fuck this. We gonna use $300,000 real quick waiting for us in Russia for two shows. Like come on.
And you ain't doing Shook One solo. No solo version.
Like, man, we got time for that bullshit.
Doing half the joints. Like, hell no.
And whatever we was mad at, we ain't mad no more. When we find out, we see that amount that we want to
make. Find the right promoter.
Yeah, this is going to be in the count when we get home. Come on. I love you, nigga. I forgive you.
We can work it out, man. Speaking of hurt people's feelings, you did that book a while back. That was controversial. You hurt a lot of feelings with that book, man.
How you look back
on that situation? Do you feel like it did what it was supposed to do for you? Like, how do you look back on that whole situation? Because it was a lot of talk and a lot of just like, it really impacted the game. Did you think it was going to be that crazy when you dropped it?
I think it let people understand a little more, the craziness about Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
A lot of the decision making that people didn't really know why things was happening. Like, why didn't Mobb Deep do this like that? Like, people, I think a lot of our fans get frustrated watching our career and they don't really know what's the inner workings of me and Hav and why the decisions we make. Why do we do the G-Unit deal? Why do we do this deal? Why do we do this? You know what I'm saying? So I think the book helped people a little bit to understand, I understand why they made that move now. I understand what Mobb Deep is doing now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you also revealed a lot about your life personally too. Was that weird to put so much of yourself out there personally? Like,
I mean, the same thing. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like, they get to understand what's going on with me and why, you know, I did the things I do, why I am the way I am, and you know, I talk about my health issue, the sickle cell, and all that. And a lot of people probably didn't have no understanding of it at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Now they can have a little understanding of it. They read my book, and you know, just how, you know, me and Hav met, how I came up, how my family raised me.
Yeah, and their musical background and all that.
Yeah, how I grew up with money and I grew up without money. Like, I grew up on both sides. So it just give you a little understanding of what make P tick, you know what I mean? Like,
But, you know, a lot of artists never really reveal that side. So, you know,
a lot of them is embarrassed about their past. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would have to put a bunch of lies in there to keep going whatever they did, whatever they telling people in the future, in the present.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they would have to put a bunch of lies in their past to make that official.
Yeah.
And then the whole shit would just crumble. It don't work like that. So, you know. Oh, a lot of people are just private also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What they business out there. You know, I'm the type of person, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You'll do whatever comes with it.
You know what I mean? I really don't care, you know, to share certain things with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why not? I'm in the public light anyway. Like, my whole life is in the public light. I don't understand people that like to throw rocks at the paparazzi and shit. The fuck you, sinner. Like, what the fuck you in the business for? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, you mad at somebody taking a picture of you? You mad because they want an autograph? Like, they, so, you know, give them. Give them your life. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Give it all away. Don't half step.
You can keep certain shit personal, like, you know what I'm saying? But give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I feel you. Whoa. Well, one of the things you give the people what they want is hot lyrics, man. I'm gonna, next joint I'm going to play is that Great Spitters. That's you and Corey Guns. Talk to me about that joint.
Yeah, so Corey, you know, he's a friend of the team. You know what I mean? We got friends in common inside of the Mobb Deep team. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people in Mobb Deep. You know, there's only two rappers really that you know about. It's me and Half. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we got a large crew. So a few members of our crew knew Corey. You know, they called him. Corey said he was a big fan. So we started doing music together.
Yep.
Half did some songs with him while I was locked up. So when I got home, I was like, yo, call Corey. Let's go. I want to do some songs with him too. So we did that, and that was like the first joint that me and him did together right there.
Okay, came out right.
Yeah, Great Spitters, you know what I mean?
Great Spitters, man. That's what you want to be recognized for right now, when it's all said and done, man. Right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what's going to be on my grave. That nigga did it.
Let's do it now, man. Let's get that Great Spitters, man. Prodigy, Corey Guns. It's off that HNIC 3. YN, keep it thorough. EVR.